WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. FBI agents conducting a search of President Biden's home on Friday, uncovering more classified records. Lawyers for the president revealed that the search took place on Saturday, saying Biden voluntarily let agents into his home. The U.S. has reached its debt ceiling, prompting a showdown in Congress over how to avoid default. House Republicans calling for spending cuts, with Democrats saying Congress needs to raise the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the Associated Press that failing to act risks self-imposed harm to the economy.
I mean, it is possible for markets to become quite concerned about whether or not the U.S. will pay its bills before the day of reckoning comes.
She says she thinks Congress will eventually come to an agreement. A building collapse in Aleppo, Syria, has left at least 10 people dead, including a child, according to state media. State media blaming water leaks that weakened the foundation of the five-story building. This is ABC News. A woman has been taken into custody in Daytona, Florida, after allegedly shooting her husband inside his hospital room.
The shooting took place Saturday at Advent Health. Police units responded to calls of shots fired. Daytona Beach Police Chief Jakari Young.
Our officers were directed to the 11th floor, where they encountered an elderly female who had apparently shot her terminally ill husband.
The woman, police say, then barricaded herself inside the room for several hours until police got her to surrender. Young says the woman told authorities her husband asked her to help end his life.
They had a conversation about it, and they actually planned this approximately 3 weeks ago, that if he continued to take a turn for the worse, that she wanted, he wanted her to end this.
No word on what charges she may face. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Actor Jeremy Renner providing an update on his recovery after being seriously injured in a snowplow accident on New Year's Day. Renner says he broke more than 30 bones. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass, or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Raining wet, no sleep all night. Look up to gray wash sky. It's morning. I can't believe that I'm alive. So many taken by. Hands and broken lines, voices lost in frigid brine, now silent. Some of these were friends of mine, will never sail beneath the deep blue sky again. Church bells chime. sunrise, the breeze becomes a tempest. So hold on to your lover's hand in a faraway green land, forget the tempest.
Sync Radio, we are local music. After August, epilogue, after the witch there. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy, stand by. Don't freak out. It's okay. Just grab a refreshment, maybe load something, and you'll be okay. The Devil's Lair is in overtime right here. Yeah. We didn't want to cut any songs.
I know, they're
from the
so
new
good.
CD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
thank you.
Thank you
for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It has been just a joy to
great to meet you. And yeah.
And right now we are talking to a couple of the members of After August. We've got Bob Manor, Greg Thornburg, and Sheila Shigley.
She's on the couch.
She is sitting on the couch. I love it.
We need a couch microphone rocker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a goal.
Yeah.
That is a goal.
We'll be getting one for sure now.
Okay.
We do have one more song to play, but let's remind everybody why you're here. You have a big show tomorrow.
Yep, Red Rooster, starting at 3. Red Roost is great.
It is.
Great food and great owners for having us.
Shout out to Jesse.
Chris Sheehan, singer-songwriter from the Madison area, is going to be opening up at 3 o'clock. We'll be playing at around 4 for about an hour and a half or two.
Excellent.
I'm sorry, who's opening for you?
Chris Sheehan.
Okay.
Just a great songwriter and not well enough known, so I wanted to have him. Have him out. Old friend of ours.
You might have to have him send some of his music
please.
To us.
Please. I was just going to say that.
I will.
Ha ha. Yeah. Okay. Discovering new music all over the place.
Absolutely.
So great. Any other shows that you know of aside of tomorrow at Red Rooster in Madison?
No, we tried them all. None of them will have us. So just Red Rooster. That's it. So that's it for the year.
Okay. In other words, is there somewhere we can follow you guys to find out where and when
well,
you
just,
play again?
Yeah, just keep up with us on Facebook.
Excellent.
We've got an After August page, and we're working on some more stuff, some more gigs coming up. So.
That's what we'd like to hear.
Yep.
Okay. This final song we're going to play, and I have to say it, I love it. This is my favorite, and it is called Fields of Fire. You know, it's got a vibe. It's got some kind, something that really grabbed me. And I was talking to my husband about it. There's a little vibey Tom Petty, maybe R.E.M., in it, but there's also a really big message. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, before Bob gets into that, I'm going to bring it full circle. This is actually the song he sent me at the beginning of all
this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so this was just a guitar part and his singing. Yeah, it is totally full circle. So I just wanted to mention that before he gives you the background on that.
I love it.
Yeah, so Fields of Fire, the idea is not fields on fire. The Fields of Fire is, it's a military term. So you have a field of fire. It's an open, you know, like a range. And so I originally was reading a book on the Revolutionary War, and I had this idea in my head about fields of fire and the British coming up these hills and stuff. But then the George Floyd thing happened.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
And I decided to change those lyrics and try to write the song from the perspective of people who have been oppressed, because I thought that was more important than what I had originally been thinking.
Yeah.
And so really the song is written from the perspective of, you know, minority and the beatings and the oppression that they've taken for the last 400 years on this continent. Right. And I'm a white guy. I'm an old white guy. And here I am writing a song from this perspective. And at first I thought it was weird. But then I thought, no, it's just about understanding. It's about sympathy and empathy. Mm-hmm. I've been privileged my whole life. And I didn't think I had the right to write that song. But then after I thought about it some more, I thought, no, this is like respect, man. This is like, I'm going to write this out of respect.
And I think that's why I like it so much. Jimmy Kay, let's play Fields of Fire.
It's on Max.
It's going to hit you. Yep.
Fire.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. After August, Fields of Fire, the final track on their brand new album. Man, thank you so much, you all, for coming in tonight. Greg, Bob, Sheila, thank you so much. The music is awesome. That last song, you're right. I'm glad you won the argument inside your head and actually recorded that song.
Yes, you guys.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Real quick, the only show that's on your calendar right now, right. Give it one final plug for us.
Yeah, Red Rooster tomorrow. Show starts at 3 p.m. It's off of Flom Road on, what's the name of that?
Seaford,
huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And great guys, great owners, great place.
Yeah,
have a beer, relax, hear a great band. It's the sound system's amazing.
Built can't for wait music, to, yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. And, of course, that venue is here in Madison. And be sure to go check After August out. This is going to be a great show. Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We look forward to the reunion of the Getaway Drivers.
That'll happen.
Sometime in the future.
That'll happen. Absolutely.
Pressure's on now.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yummy.
Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker, that's coming up next. Brand new music from Carbellion, Saint Tragedy, 94 Distortion. And we're going to kick it all off with a double dip of the Brash Menagerie next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. FBI agents conducting a search of President Biden's home on Friday, uncovering more classified records. Lawyers for the president revealed that the search took place on Saturday, saying Biden voluntarily let agents into his home. The U.S. has reached its debt ceiling, prompting a showdown in Congress over how to avoid default. House Republicans calling for spending cuts, with Democrats saying Congress needs to raise the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the Associated Press that failing to act risks self-imposed harm to the economy.
I mean, it is possible for markets to become quite concerned about whether or not the U.S. will pay its bills before the day of reckoning comes.
She says she thinks Congress will eventually come to an agreement. A building collapse in Aleppo, Syria, has left at least 10 people dead, including a child, according to state media. State media blaming water leaks that weaken the foundation of the five-story building. This is ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Does anybody know what's going down? Does anybody know what's going down? I'm hearing sirens all around. Does anybody?
distance.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Bar Fight, that is Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. That's out on Eclipse Records. And we'll be talking to Carbellion in just a couple weeks. They are playing, they've just announced they're playing a huge show. Carbellion is playing the first day of Rockfest up in Cadott, Wisconsin, coming up July 13th. They'll be playing with Ice Cube, In This Moment, and Ghost Inside, and Saint Tragedy. Before that, we heard some Brash Menagerie. That was some brand new stuff, too. What's That Siren and Clown Suit. That is a brand new song that they just put out. Brash Menagerie is playing a show Friday, February 10th. Where is this at? The Barley Pop Live here in Madison. The Brash Menagerie, Rosa Parkinson's, and Looks Can Kill. That's coming up February 10th. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have plenty of hard rock and heavy metal coming up from all over Wisconsin. Lots of new stuff. Saint Tragedy. I just told you they're playing, another band playing at Cadott Rockfest coming up July 13th. Let's hear a little bit of Saint Tragedy. This is Bottle Up the Truth. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Clear out your mind. What are we waiting on? We're running out of time. I couldn't tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all desire. But let's not just bottle up the truth. So clearly, don't wanna make mistakes. I wrap my arms around you so my heart won't break. Don't shy away from yourself, no need to be afraid. What it all comes down to, what it's really meant to be. I couldn't tell you how I feel. This pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can try. But let's not just bottle up the truth. I could tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. So we are. As we cut ties, we'll be fine. In the end,
All right. That is one from, excuse me, that is one from Anthrax. That's a cover of Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Get my balls, take my ass!
What is it?
Oh, boy. It's still going on. Well, we ended it. They are coming to the Sylvie. Let's see, coming up, Anthrax, Black Label Society, Exodus, all at the Sylvie, coming up Friday, January 27th. This is Anthrax's 40th anniversary tour, so that's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, before that, Four Aspirin Morning, Midwest Excess, and 94 Distortion, Fall on Me. We have plenty of stuff coming up. Right now, let's get into a little bit of Madison's Queen of Dreams. This is In the Nightmare's Wake. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
That is Warhead by Level the Earth. Level the Earth is going to be doing their first show coming up at the bar in West Ellis on February 25th, along with Primal Enemy and Conniption. Hey, we're going to be back with some Essential Last Crack at 11. We're going to mix it up, so stick around.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.